The Lomira Lions are 6-1 entering week 8 of play, and in week 7 they took down a tough St. Mary's Springs team 21-7 in a defensive battle. A very St. Mary's Springs team that was undefeated this year beforehand and had not lost a conference contest in 2 years. Let's bring in head coach Brian Gregory of the Lomira Lions. Coach, first off, congrats. And second, can you kind of take us through what was working so well for your squad last week?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. We have a great leadership group right now, you know, with 16 seniors, and 6 juniors behind them. So we have a really solid upperclassman group here that has really bought into, you know, the system and the standard and the culture we're trying to build here, you know, and upholding that on a daily basis, you know. And obviously over the last couple of decades, Springs has kind of been the pinnacle of what people are kind of chasing get to, you know. So Friday night was validation for us that, you know, the things we're doing and the system and the culture we're trying to build here are moving in the right direction. But I thought we had, you know, a group of individuals on the field that really were confident in their abilities and believe that they could step on the field and go toe-to-toe with, you know, a tough Springs team. And they came out and executed the game plan extremely well, matched their physicality, matched their aggression, and really did some nice things execution-wise that ultimately led to, a pretty dominating performance.
Just looking at the box score, Coach, Taylor Schomburg led the rushing attack for this team technically, but 204 yards on the ground, 5 yards a carry, and 3 scores all on the ground for that 21-7 victory. That's superb. What was the key to getting that ground game going and being so effective wire to wire?
Well, it all starts up front, you know, with the front 5 and our fullback. You know, those 6 right there are the driving force behind what we're trying to do. And I mean, they put their work in the weight room. They fought into what we're trying to do, and they're, you know, they're doing all the right things and executing at a high level right now. You know, and I mean, we got a lot of different athletes we're trying to get the ball to, which as a play caller and a coach is a good problem to have. You know, we got weapons in multiple spots, but Taylor kind of spearheads that. Jackson Gable at the quarterback position does a really good job of running when his number's called, you know, getting the ball out in space and kind of being that leader out on the field. You know, he takes care of the ball extremely well. But we just got a group of 11 out there that are locked in and focused and don't care who gets the credit. And whenever their number's called, they're ready to step up and make plays.
Last year's squad went 6-5 overall, averaged 24 points per contest. This year's team so far, if we're playing the comparison game, averaging 41 points per contest and has already matched last year's win total. What has the difference been in your eyes?
We return a lot of upperclassmen, you know, and football is a game of physicality, and that upperclassman leadership has been huge for us, you know. But I think we were really hitting our stride towards the end of the year, and I felt like getting into the playoff, you know, winning a playoff game and coming up just short of, coming up a point short of making it to level 3 created a lot of momentum and a buzz in our program and told us that we were on the right track, you know. So that confidence and that momentum, we really carried that into the offseason and the weight room and just kind of a belief that we belong in the conversation with the top teams in the area. And I think we've come out early on this year and kind of proven that we're going in the right direction, and we're kind of building off of what we've been able to do in the past. And it's a group of kids that I can't say enough good things about, that they're just bought in. You know, they do things the right way, and we've got a ton of support from administration and the community right now in Lomira.
Coach, you've mentioned the importance of returning so many upperclassmen, the senior leadership. As you guys are 6-1 heading into the end of the season here, going into what's supposed to be a deep postseason run for you guys, I want to give you a chance to just give some of those seniors and key players their flowers. Who are some key names that have really risen to stardom in the Lomira football program this year?
You know, again, it starts up front with our big boys offensively. You know, we got Josh Polster, the senior lineman for us at left tackle. You know, Dalton Zingzime at guard, Blake Renderman, Nate Steinman, and Cade Total up front are really our big boys. And then right behind them as a fullback and a driving force too is Sam Trafnagel, who's a good two-way player for us and a kid that really does a lot of special things on both offense and defense. You know, Jackson Gable at quarterback, I can't say enough good things about him and the leadership and taking care of the ball, you know, and getting the ball out to our athletes to kind of be in that field general for us. You know, I got to give a shout-out to our receivers too. You know, with not throwing the ball a lot, you know, their number's not always called in as much as we'd like to at times, you know, but Brody Lidke and Caden Yonke and Jonah Mason, Ethan Zangle out there really do a good job. You know, they're key cogs in our run blocking as well. And Taylor Schomburg, Jack Lidke are kind of that two-headed monster in the backfield there, you know, and then our defense has been, extremely stout this year. You know, I can't say enough good things about our D coordinator, Brian Weber, and what he's been able to do in the coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. You know, but just a group of guys that have really bought into what we're trying to do, and I'm extremely grateful and appreciative for what they've done for the program up to this point.
Lots of key components and a very successful run thus far. Coach, it's Campbellsport this Friday, and then not to look too far ahead, but that date with Mayville in about a week and a half, that could be for the outright flyweight title. What are some of the messages you're delivering to your guys in practice as we get into mid-October and start eyeing a postseason run?
Well, as big of a win Friday night was, I think it validates that we're in that upper echelon, and we can compete with anybody in the conference. You know, we enjoyed that for about 24 hours, and we knew we had to move on quickly because it doesn't get any easier down the stretch here. You know, Campbellsport's had our number over the last couple of years. This is a big rivalry game with the Fireman's Axe on the line, and we'd like to get that back in our possession. But they're going to be well coached. They're going to be physical. They're going to run their system extremely well. So we know that. I mean, this is going to be a grind and a dogfight and a good flyweight football game. So we know that this is, you know, going to be a tough matchup for us. And we got to come out and execute and play well, you know. And then after this week, we got to get back to the drawing board and do it all over again with a tough opponent in Mayville. So, I mean, it's meaningful for us to be in high-quality, meaningful games down the stretch. And it validates that we're doing the right things and we're going in the right direction here.
Coach, best of luck against Campbellsport this Friday. You have our support, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was head coach Brian Gregory following Lomira's huge win over St. Mary Springs last week by a score of 21-7. They take on Campbellsport this Friday. For 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, I'm Corey Sparks.